The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That guy just called, getting pulled back into bed now. Come in here.
Yeah.
You ain't done great yet.
You ain't done with me yet. You ain't done.
He must be a piece of ass.
He must be a piece of ass.
One can only assume.
Two a night and one the next morning.
And all day on Saturdays.
Better save that ching up, buddy. You got to save that. We had Dr. Mina on. She joined us. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Do want to mention once again that thanks for all your thoughts about our buddy Jack Hanna. We're just as sad as anybody else is. The national news that Jack Hanna has to advance dementia.
And that sucks.
We're putting together some old conversations. We're going to put those on our podcast. Let you know when we put those out there. Yeah, it was horrible. We mentioned before, too, we had talked to him in June. Push looked it up, and he was retiring. His wife was guiding the conversation with us.
Yeah.
We thought something was up then. So I wasn't shocked, but I'm still really sad when I read it. You know,
I thought it was a cool move that his daughters came out and let everybody know. Because that way, if he's still tethered to reality, all he could see the outpouring of love and support while he's still here.
That's true. That's a great point, because the outpouring, because it led every national news story.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm curious what his state of mind is right now. Right.
Well,
who knows?
You know, again, speaking from experience here, Todd, it's moment to moment, day to day.
You drift in and out.
Some days are better than others, and some moments are better than others. So hopefully, when he does have those moments of clarity, he can take in some of this.
Yeah, I hope you can.
They said he still has a sense of humor in that state.
I did say that. And I wish people would have heard more of that sense of humor, because he was subversive, I tweeted out, and a regular guy sense of humor on our show. He was a dirty dude, man. And you didn't hear that anywhere else. So I'm proud of that. We brought that out in him, you know. I mean, it was always there, but I'm proud that we let him tell those stories.
Yeah.
The fun stuff. The taking a boner pill when his wife not being around, you know. That wasn't told anywhere. That wasn't on the nightly news. That wasn't on Letterman.
Good Morning America loved that story.
They didn't hear that story.
Like, Jack.
Tell us about the boner story again. You're the masturbator.
You were alone
all night?
Now, when we tape for the podcast and we have to dump him, does that stay on the original tape?
No.
Okay,
no, I don't.
It goes edited on the podcast.
I'm recording after that.
He didn't swear all the time.
Once in a while.
Once a show.
At least once a call.
Once a call.
Well, there was at least once where he got two in very quickly.
And we were hoping
that he wouldn't do the third.
Yeah. But people heard it. Didn't they hear one of them?
Streaming.
Yeah.
Well, you could hear it on the stream.
Oh,
streaming.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's a different fork in the road.
Yeah, the delay doesn't work on the stream. Because it doesn't have to.
No.
You can say whatever the hell you want on the stream.
Damn right.
Was on this date in 1994. You might remember where you were on this date more than you would remember where you were 3 days ago on this date in 94. Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain found dead by an electrician in Seattle from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say that he had died 3 days earlier.
Oh, that's a nasty looking view, I'm sure. Yeah.
And a smell.
Yeah,
I feel bad for that guy.
We had all those people who had been looking for him, too, and it's an electrician that stumbled upon.
Yeah.
Oh, just go to his house.
Was he scheduled to do a job?
I don't know. Oh, the electrician?
Yeah.
I doubt he broke in.
Yeah, he's just a roving electrician that just decides to go into houses and do stuff.
Yeah, well,
have tools, will travel.
Maybe, I'm sure, I wonder if he tells that story a lot.
Did somebody answer the door?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I would imagine no, but yeah, I don't know the story.
The electrician just shows up.
Hello, you knock a bunch of times. Hello, 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 hello.
Well, he might have seen something through a window.
Yeah.
You know, knocking on the door and looking at it. Oh, well, that's not right.
Right.
He still starts working on the outlet.
Right.
Well, people were asked at YouGov Daily, do you have a dream job? And 18% of us say, yes, my current job is my dream job.
That's a great question.
26% of us say, yes, I have a dream job, though my current job is not my dream job. I don't really get that one.
Well, I want to know this, because that could be a double-edged question. Because I think a lot of people will be asking that question. With your current skill level, what's your dream job?
That's different.
You know what I mean?
No.
I think some people are asking that themselves. Because I think if you said you had a dream job, you would pick something that you're not good at, but if you could be good at that, that's what you'd be your dream job.
Those people that say they have one, but it's not the current one, and well, that might be what they're working towards. You know
what I mean? What
maybe they're saying they are aware of one.
You have to adjust your dreams based off of your skill.
That's what I meant. Right. I think people are taking that quiz thinking that, because otherwise you would say, no, because unless you are, because even like you're a famous rock star, a lot of those guys want to be movie stars, and vice versa.
What you're saying is a dream job that you could feasibly have.
That's why I think people were answering that question, but I think that I wouldn't answer it that way.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
I feasibly could have this gig. This is the only thing I'm trained for.
Yeah, but my dream job would be being Springsteen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. If I had a dream job, it'd be something that I'm not talented enough to do, and I wish then I'd be that guy.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to be Bo Jackson when I was a kid.
There you go.
Oh, well, I'm not an athlete.
You couldn't catch a ball out in the outfield.
Right.
God's
right. So the little league right fielder isn't going to end up being Bo Jackson.
So I think if people took the question that way, it'd be way higher. It'd be almost 100%.
Yeah.
You know? No. Because a lot of people hate their freaking jobs.
No. They're not.
They have a dream job.
I'm sorry, Craig. They're not in their dream job.
Oh, most people aren't.
Yeah.
And those are always the people that say live in the dream. The people that are actually living the dream
never say that.
Live in the dream.
I mean, 18% of us say, yes, my current job is my dream job.
I realize anything could be a dream job because some people have, they set the bar low.
Right.
And that's what I've run into.
But, I'm thinking dream jobs are really limited. Like when I was 8, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball shortstop.
Right.
And then when I was 12, I wanted to do this. And then when I started doing this, I wanted to go on the PGA. That would be my dream job. I would love to be a professional golfer.
Exactly. See, that's what I mean. I think that's why most people, I don't think people answer the question that way, and I think that's the way I would answer it. I would answer, no, my dream job has nothing to do with something. I have fun every day here, and what I'm qualified to do, yeah, this is a pretty dreamy job. But I would rather, like Puss said, if somebody said, what would you want to be? I would want to be a rich rock star. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't sing and play guitar, so I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah, I think these people are assuming that it's something in their chosen field.
That's
like
it.
Thank you. Their dream job is on their current career path.
And that's what you should have.
Yeah.
But
more realistic.
But that's why I'm thinking they're answering it.
Right.
That way.
Not everybody.
Thank you for understanding that.
But if they wanted to be a rock star and say they're a local musician, maybe that's their dream job.
It does.
Yeah, if they're already a musician.
Because
I know if I were a professional golfer, I'd be struggling on some mini tour.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but I'm still a professional golfer.
Right.
But that wouldn't be my dream job. I'd want to be
the star.
With the big boys.
Right.
Hey, there's glory in the Fargo Open, Todd. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not as much.
Fargo Open.
26% of us say, yeah, we've got a dream job, but the current job, not the dream job. 25% say, no, I do not have a dream job. And then 7% of us don't know. And 25% of us answered, I don't work.
Well, I think the question should be phrased this way. If you could do anything, if you were good at anything, what would be your dream job? That way you're not limiting it to what you're just qualified for. You know,
like a lot of people just don't want to do anything.
Right. Right.
Like if they had unlimited amounts of money or opportunities, they'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out.
That's true.
Okay. The guy who just emailed us and said your dream job is an assassin, please don't ever email again. I don't want to know you.
He's watching too.
You're scaring me.
He's watching too many cool movies.
You're
where they think assassins are cool and they're not.
Oh, I think he had someone in mind.
But still, I'm scared.
I
don't want that's.
Assassin. What's wrong with regional manager?
That guy snuck in that dude's bedroom had a dream job to take care of that dude. That's my dream.
And he lived the dream.
He did live the dream.
He did.
Living the dream.
Well, it was a job, but not necessarily a dream job.
I'm still fixated on that.
Was the victim's name Aaron?
No, that was the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
The victim was not named.
Because he was the victim.
I love that the guy with the beard was taking a photo on the way out. Another conquest.
And that's what busted him.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And he just wiped it. Another conquest.
Job well done.
He didn't have to wipe.
Yeah. Oh, somebody sent me a transcript.
Good point. Good point.
Of the Olivia Munn conversation about, you know, how one of her boyfriends was bad at sex.
Well, we saw an email that to listen to the one.
Yeah.
It alludes to the fact that Aaron might be gay. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is gay. I could care less.
No, she went into a little more detail.
Oh, really?
The lights had to be off and that she had to be on her stomach.
In that podcast, yes. she says that?
Yeah. In the, I think she said the spoon position.
I would think Olivia Munn's in my bed. I want the lights really on because she's so freaking hot. Whoa, I didn't know that. Because I saw the guy said, listen, 85 minutes into this podcast. I'm thinking, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you can fast forward.
Who was it with, though?
She didn't mention names.
No, it does. The guy said the email, Olivia Munn. No, Olivia Munn's on the podcast.
Oh, she's on the podcast, yeah. But she wasn't naming names of her boyfriend. We're only speculating.
It's got to be him.
And a girl like that's only had one boyfriend.
No, that's what the guy told me that. I mean, he's not a hater. He just, yeah. I don't care what Aaron Rodgers sleeps with.
Well, he obviously
sleeps with women, too, you know?
Yeah. And doesn't she only have one boyfriend who she's publicly shamed for being bad at sex?
No, she hasn't mentioned names.
Yeah, she never said a name.
Oh.
Everyone just assumes.
Yeah, it's got to be him.
That's what they do.
Right.
Well, she's been asked that since, and she didn't say that it wasn't him. Yeah, I think if you're demanding your girlfriend always lay on her belly and have the lights off, you might be. You might be conflicted.
That's Brokeback,
right? Yeah, it is, Todd. Mm-hmm. That's a scene in Brokeback, right? Yeah.
It'd make your voice deeper.
I'm all for Aaron Rodgers doing the guest host on Jeopardy, but now he's getting greedy.
Yeah.
Now he thinks he can do it full time.
No, have you seen him do it on Jeopardy
he's
yet?
He's not that good.
No, I haven't. No.
You haven't gotten that far?
I just saw that one clip, the why'd you kick that field goal?
I watched him, just operate the game, and he was pretty smooth with it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the show kind of runs itself.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, still, you gotta be able to. I think the toughest part is reading those questions on one shot and not stumbling. Because you don't have time to stumble and go back and start over again. And you throw off the timing of the show.
You told all the women on the show to turn around and lay down and turn the lights off.
So they could spoon?
Yeah. What is butt sex?
I mean, they have tweaked the format very few times over the course of that show. So they really don't need to improve that. And it's just a matter of, you're right.
I stopped watching it when Alex Trebek died.
The fundamentals, right. Which would be being able to read. You got to be able to read.
And I don't think that would be as easy as you think.
Oh, no.
Would you keep watching it if Aaron Rodgers became the permanent host?
He's not coming to the permanent host. He plays football. He's a football player. He's not going to be the permanent host. He wants to play football, and he should play football. He's a great football player.
And I think if they hire a host, they probably want someone who's a full-time host.
They do.
Well, he said in like, he was on some Instagram Live with his fiance, and he said, he did the math out. He said, look, I play football 6 months a year. Jeopardy, it takes like 46 days a year to tape an entire year because they tape five shows at a time. And he said, I think I could probably find 46 days in the other 6 months out of the year to go tape Jeopardy. That was what he said.
I think it's nerdy. I think he'd rather play football. I think hosting that show is just a nerd thing.
Oh, he wants to do both. He wants to keep playing and do.
Well, he has been a fan of Jeopardy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true too.
And
win Jeopardy.
Was his girlfriend on her stomach in the dark for the podcast?
Yep. No. She was laying right there with him.
She's pregnant. That's right. Well, you can get pregnant from
behind. No, she's not pregnant.
I don't have his quote in front of me.
He said he wants to do that.
Oh,
he wants to have kids.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, she's not pregnant.
Oh, he's engaged. Right. That's right.
But apparently Jeopardy tapes 50 days a year, something like that.
Yeah, I think he said 46 was the number.
So he thinks he could do both because he worked 180 days for the Packers.
Would that enrage you?
Probably not.
I ain't watching it anyway. I don't watch it no matter who's hosting it. So Todd, Todd he'll stop watching it.
I'll admit, I put it on the DVR for this 2 weeks.
Have you watched it?
And I've looked at it a couple times
and you
this
realize
week.
You're watching Jeopardy?
There's got to be something else. There's got to be
good
something
for you, Puss.
Like, I could, I want it now. I don't.
It's still Jeopardy.
Yeah, it is.
He figures he's going to be done by the NFC Championship game. He can start taping then, right? Every
Shut
year.
Up.
Well, shortly after that.
That's right. The week after that. All right. He'll make it to the NFC Championship game.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's good, though.
And not even go for the win.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Vice Magazine, a study published in the latest issue of the British Journal of Criminology found that 1 in 8 porn videos suggested to first-time users included descriptions of violent and or non-consensual sex acts. Researchers took hourly screenshots of the homepages of popular porn sites like Pornhub, Xvideos, and Xhamster over a 6-month period. They found more than 8,000 titles of those surveyed included references to forced and physically aggressive sexual activity.
I never click on those. So
no.
They're not on they don't ever recommend them to me.
I don't seek them out.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a matter of being recommended to you. This is first-time viewers.
Time.
It's not a matter of being recommended to you.
So they don't have...
This is people that show up for the first time.
Well, that goes back years.
They don't have a history. They don't have their algorithm.
Well, that's not cool.
Their YouPorn algorithm isn't established.
Analysis of video titles and descriptions found significant overlap with keywords matching the World Health Organization's definition of sexual violence, including words like forced, molest, grope, and ambush.
Well, that's words, like that dude in the bedroom.
Words referring to image-based sexual abuse were also common, with nearly 3,000 titles featuring keywords including hidden cams and upskirting.
God.
The study also showed that keywords suggesting young or underage characters were common in videos with coercive and exploitative content, with words like schoolgirl, girl, and teen among the most frequent.
Those schoolgirls aren't schoolgirls, by the way.
Nevertheless, coercive and exploitative content with people that are playing at least young people.
Yeah.
Titles involving sexual activity among family members, stepmother being the most common, were also found to be more likely to feature troubling keywords suggesting violence. The problem is that videos containing sexual violence are being packaged in a way to pass them off as socially acceptable.
Yeah.
This leads to a disconnect for the viewers on the boundaries between sex and violence.
Yeah, they shouldn't be used for sex education.
No.
Right. Now, Pornhub, for their part...
She is the stepmom.
Pornhub, for their part, told the BBC...
Step's the big key word there. You're not related to your stepmom. Yeah.
Most of those
that wasn't
seen.
The point.
I know, I'm just... Yeah. I want to make sure...
Was,
don't shame stepmoms.
The point was, the stepmother porn also found to be more likely to feature troubling keywords suggesting violence. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. But normally, you when you see those, they're not pulling stepmom's hair or anything.
No, not at all, man.
But the keywords,
they're making love.
Suggesting
stepmom's
violence.
Waking up stepson to go to school, and you go, oh.
Yeah, and if his dad sees that video, he's going to be pissed.
Right.
Keywords suggesting violence.
Well, I wouldn't know because I haven't looked at porn for the first time was a long, long time ago.
But so, I think we also don't necessarily we see so many of these things that we are not going to watch.
No,
and
no,
so
not.
When you see it pop up, the description, you just skip over it.
Yeah.
You don't think of what it actually is. But
no.
If you look at it more carefully, you start to realize, oh, there are a lot of references to things that shouldn't happen. Yeah, there are a lot of references to violence.
We just don't seek those out.
We don't seek them out, and we skip over them when we do see them.
Yeah,
they don't even register with us. Oh, I'm not watching that,
That Max's hardcore stuff back in the day. He's going to be a
that
was horrible, man.
Yeah, there's that. But it's there, and we see it, and we skip over it.
Yeah,
not everyone knows to do that.
Because we are discriminating porn consumers.
Yeah.
But if you do click on stuff like that, it just leads to a whole bunch of other, you know, depraved videos, and it just becomes a wormhole.
Type in bearded guy at party. See what shows up today on your porn list.
Oh, real quick here. Austin. Austin is checking in. He is the Jeopardy loser.
Yes.
And senior Jeopardy consultant at the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on the show, during commercial breaks, Trebek would re-record clues that he had flubbed while reading. So once in a while, he stumbles. We were told to go with it, what was written, if Trebek read anything wrong. Jeopardy tapes Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., five shows a day.
All right. Did you have to lay on his stomach? Oh, no, that was...
No, that wasn't.
Rogers wasn't hosting.
Alex was hosting that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.